Shaping futures hold a special place in my heart.
What is the biggest change in your life because of this opportunity?
Education is life's greatest equalizer, a really powerful means of nurturing and elevating individuals.
Fritz for Future, Henkel's sustainability podcast.
The initiative changed my life. Before I entered the program, I didn't really know what my future would hold for me. Now, because of the initiative, I have so many great opportunities and for which I always be grateful.
What Margie refers to here is called the Shaping Futures initiative by Schwarzkopf. Shaping Futures has made it their mission to empower disadvantaged young adults from all over the world and to support them in creating a happy and self-determined life. But what is it that Shaping Futures does exactly? What does their support and help to these young adults from challenging backgrounds look like? And how, in the end, does the initiative change their lives? That's what we want to talk about with our two wonderful guests in today's episode. We are connected to Kai Görlitz, who is based in Hamburg, Germany, and works as a global manager for CSR and sustainability at Henkel, and is responsible for Shaping Futures. Hello, Kai. We are so happy to have you here on Fritz for Future.
Hi, Janine. So happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
And you have heard her already in the beginning. We are also joined by Margie, who is one of the recent graduates from the Shaping Futures initiative and currently resides and works in Dubai. A warm welcome to you as well, Margie.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Great to have you here. So the first question I want to ask is to Kai, because we would like to understand a little bit better what Shaping Futures is. Fact check. It all started with a small Japanese project that 2 years later turned into a worldwide initiative. Let's go back to that first project. What was it and how did it come about, Kai?
So in 2008, Schwarzkopf Professional Employees in Japan initiated a social project, which back then was called Cut to Shape. And like many of the best ideas, this idea was actually also quite simple. What they would do was teach Cambodian street children basic hairdressing skills and thereby provide them with an opportunity to escape hardships and essentially unlock their potential. And this local project then gained attention during a business trip to Japan by our creative director, Simon Ellis. And I think what's remarkable is that he initially was particularly moved by the profound impact it had on the volunteers, with one of them actually sharing how it had transformed their entire perception of their job. What really struck them was the power of imparting these skills and the amazing impact it could have on someone else's life. And so, inspired by the success of this initiative, Schwarzkopf Professional then decided to expand this opportunity internationally. And so in 2010, in collaboration with SOS Children's Villages, which is one of the world's largest orphan charities, Schwarzkopf Professional launched this initiative globally.
There's one claim on your website I love very much: transforming lives through hairdressing. That sounds fantastic. What does that mean?
It does, doesn't it? And the beauty is it's not an exaggeration. And I think what's important to understand is the role that education plays in the hairdressing industry. So this is obviously an industry which is characterized by ever-evolving trends, techniques, innovations. And so continuous upskilling is essential for any hairdresser to stay abreast of these changes. And so as part of our dedication to what we call being partners in craft, we're committed to offering optimal support. And this extends to providing world-class hairdressing education for our partners. Now, Shaping Future's goal of transforming lives through hairdressing extends beyond just professional growth to also supporting individuals in difficult phases in life. And how do we do it? Well, again, through education. And I think we can all agree that education is life's greatest equalizer, a really powerful means of nurturing and elevating individuals. And hairdressing can be taught. And so by collaborating with our trusted network of hair professionals and both global and local NGOs, Shaping Futures introduces socially disadvantaged young adults to the craft of hairdressing. And by teaching them basic hairdressing skills, It empowers them with a really marketable skill set and offers them a real chance to actually shape the trajectory of their lives by essentially establishing a sustainable career within hairdressing. And one thing that I don't want to leave unmentioned here is that it is a give and take, and that the impact of our initiative also profoundly affects our volunteers. And so often told by our creative director is how a volunteer, tears in her eyes, actually once told him, "You've changed my life." And I think it's really this ability to leverage one's own skills and passion to make a profound difference in someone else's life, which creates an experience that simply resonates with our volunteers for a lifetime.
That sounds really great. Let's come to you, Margie. You have just graduated from Shaping Futures and have now become a professional hairdresser. Congratulations to that. Do you remember the first thought that came to your mind when Shaping Futures contacted you? What was your reaction?
I've known Shaping Futures since 2022, and since then I've been eager to join the program, but the slot is limited. So in 2023, I'm the first who reached out. When I finally got in, I'm so happy and also excited to meet a lot of professional hairdressers because I know I will learn a lot from them. And the reason why I really wanted to join because I really want to learn all about hairdressing, and also I know it can benefit me and my family in the future.
And before you entered the program, you lived at an SOS children's village in the Philippines. And what was your life like at that time? Could you explain that a little bit?
I was 3 years old when my grandmother brought me and my sister in the SOS because unfortunately, my biological mom can support us and can provide our needs because she's not financially stable, and also my mom has a mental illness. I remember when I got a chance to go there and have a vacation, I really experienced the struggles because sometimes you don't eat for an entire day, sometimes just once a day. Before having water for bathing, we even fetch it from the well. So I'm truly grateful for my grandma for helping us to get into the SOS. And I've been in SOS for 17 years now. And SOS is a non-government organization whose mission is to give a loving home for every child. So I grew up there and have a lot of memories with them. SOS gave me a stable and loving home environment. Also, they're providing us our needs. With the help of SOS, I further developed my skills like hairstyling, dancing, arts, and many more. Experience in SOS, attend many trainings just like Shaping Future and for employability and personal development.
Kai, this sounds great what Margie told us. So who do you offer this program to and how to reach them? Are there any criteria that need to be fulfilled?
Yes, so our program, broadly speaking, is designed to reach young adults facing social disadvantage. And clearly, social disadvantage encompasses a range of conditions and circumstances that hinder an individual's ability to really fully participate in social, economic, and cultural life. And we also acknowledge the diversity in local regulations governing hairdressing training and salon ownership. And so while a condensed 6-week training covering basic hairdressing techniques and also connecting students with potential employers may work in some countries, it's not universally applicable. And so our primary focus is always on delivering tailored training programs that address local market needs, specifically targeting young adults encountering barriers to entering the job market. And I think the overarching goal can be always described as enhancing their employability and dismantling these barriers. And I think maybe just to give you a better idea of the scope of our initiatives, in the past, we ran a program training individuals with hearing difficulties as deaf stylists. And so these deaf technical advisors, as they were then properly called, once equipped with training, would engage in product consultations through online platforms and social media, and would also actively share their professional platforms like Instagram. Another example in Spain, our ongoing program in Barcelona and Madrid focuses on training young adults with Down syndrome as salon assistants, again, facilitating their entry into the job market. And of course, our efforts also extend to young adults like Margie from SOS Children's Villages, who may lack the networks and role models more readily available, I guess, to those growing up within, let's say, traditional family structures. And so to ensure the program reaches those that can really benefit most, we always collaborate closely with our local partners and organizations during this recruitment phase. And this also involves vetting their motivation and providing upfront opportunities for them to assess their genuine interest in pursuing a career in hairdressing.
Okay, and after getting the certification, and that is very important, Shaping Futures does not leave the young adults on their own. So the initiative has a lot of partnerships with hairdressers and salons all over the world, with the aim to provide the young graduates with job opportunities at the partnering salons. And this is how you, Margie, are in Dubai right now. Where do you work there?
I work in the Tips and Toes, the largest chain of salon in the UAE.
Okay, that sounds great. From today's perspective, what does the program mean to you, Margie? What is the biggest change in your life because of this opportunity?
Shaping Futures hold a special place in my heart. Through training and meeting generous hairstylists, it has given me the chance to shape my journey and turn dreams into reality. Beyond providing opportunities, it fosters an environment of growth, creativity, and excellence. The most significant change in my life is that I can now live independently, grow, help my family, and have the ability to change my future. And also, I have a stable income, and now working abroad, not only working, but also has a chance to travel.
Kai, you and your team know hundreds of stories like Margie's. Is there a special one you remember?
Just listening to Margie, I think, honestly, every story is special. But there is one particular story I will surely never forget. And that's the journey of Son, who is a young boy who was abandoned at an early age by his parents in Vietnam. And he also grew up in an SOS children's village there. And so following our training program, he found employment at a salon in Ho Chi Minh City and eventually established his own business in his hometown. And what really struck me was his deep sense of fulfillment in being able to create job opportunities for other young people in his community. And so Son later, in fact, actually returned to Shaping Futures, but this time as a trainer in his own right. So he even took the initiative to convince us to extend the training period in Vietnam, offering students the chance to visit his salon and undergo internships. And I think this really exemplifies Shaping Futures coming full circle, with individuals like Son not only benefiting from the program, but actively contributing to it. And so over time, also attending events and speaking with colleagues from around the world who've in the past been part of the program, I've really encountered countless stories of former students who are now successful hairdressers. And they oftentimes actually share how they still follow the work and development of their former students on social media. And you tell that it fulfills them with a really deep sense of pride and accomplishment. And quite recently, we in fact had a student who transitioned into a role as educator within our own company. And so, yeah, it's generally heartening to see how the initiative has made such a positive impact over the years and created ripple effects that really extend far beyond this initial training period.
As you know, Kai, in Germany, we currently face the problem of not finding enough young talents for the hairdressing industry. So keeping this in mind, does Shaping Futures kill two birds with one stone?
Absolutely. And this is a challenge not unique to Germany, but prevalent in many markets within the industry. And hairdressing, despite its significance, often doesn't receive the recognition it deserves. And so conducting orientation trainings with young adults from diverse backgrounds can indeed act as a valuable springboard in addressing this issue. And it allows us to showcase the remarkable career opportunities within hairdressing, which is an industry that is dynamic, it's vibrant, colorful, and really welcoming. So the goal is always to generate interest in our field, especially when traditional channels like parents, teachers, and job offices may not actively promote it. So in situations where hairdressing isn't adequately advertised, we believe in providing individuals with a chance to experience it firsthand. And additionally, our efforts also extend to supporting those who may already have forayed into the field of hairdressing. So for instance, we assist refugees who already trained or even worked as hairdressers in their home countries, but may now require additional support to successfully integrate into the job market here. So in doing so, we contribute to the industry, we support our partners, and simultaneously, we make a meaningful impact on individuals navigating challenging phases in their lives. So overall, it's a comprehensive approach aimed at fostering growth and inclusivity within the industry while providing support to those in need.
Margie, what is your biggest wish for the future?
My biggest wish for the Shaping Future program is that it continues to empower individuals, providing them with opportunities to grow, learn, and shape their future positively. Also continues to help many more individuals like me. I hope it remains a catalyst for transformative experiences, helping people achieve their aspirations and build a better future, and that the program becomes even more successful in the future. My wish for my future is to become a well-known hairdresser like the Shaping Future professional hairdresser.
We wish you all the best for this. I have one last question for you, Kai. What are the milestones that Shaping Futures has achieved so far? What are your next goals?
What's next?
Last year was actually a significant year for us in the sense that we passed the mark of 3,000 students that we have trained in total since launching Shaping Futures. So quite a significant number. But again, you know, keep in mind that it's not about just the number of people we train, but always the amount of people that we actually connect with our network of hairdressers as potential employers. So who we really allow to transition into the industry. So this is going to be kind of let's call it a key performance indicator for us in the future as well, with regards to the success of our program. And I think what we're going to continue focusing on is really diversifying. So like I said, finding the right intervention for each local market. So I think this example here with Margie being with us today and having an opportunity to work abroad is really testament to the globally cooperative ethic of Shaping Futures. So something that we want to continue and actually facilitate even more in the future as well, offering these fantastic opportunities to our young learners.
Thank you both so much for joining us today. Margie, I wish you all the best for your future, and Kai, for you all the best as well, and keep on shaping the future.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this episode of Fritz for Future, leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Do you know of any innovative sustainability projects, interesting guests, or have specific questions you would like to know more about? Then send us a message to fritzforfuture@henkel.com. We are looking forward to having you join us for our next episode. I'm Janine, your host, and this is Fritz for Future, Henkel's sustainability podcast. Take care.
Fritz for Future, Henkel's Sustainability Podcast.